7:30 on the Voice of Fairfield and Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night, joined on the line by Director of P&Z, Pat LaRoe. Good morning, Pat. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm great. How are you?
All right. Didn't seem like a long agenda for Tuesday night. Tell us about it.
Sure. So first on our agenda, we talked about Sabine Doverton LLC. This is a lot created out of a 2013 subdivision that the site plan was required to come back to the commission for the development at 45 Doverton Lane. Big lot, a lot of wetlands and sensitive environmental areas, and that's part of the reason why there's a little bit of oversight on this, more so than other single-family homes. Property owner there has 20 acres and looking to build a house on it. Commission was concerned about some of the just amount of land development on it. Again, even at a 20-acre house, there's about 25,000 square foot of impervious area going in with driveways and homes and roofs and everything like that. Applicant also, there's a Greenwich Riding Trails goes through some of the property, and there was some miscommunication on the drawings about where those trails are supposed to be maintained and where they can be moved or removed on the private property side of things. So applicant is aware of the situation, has offered some changes to the plans to address a number of the issues, and will be coming back at a later meeting. Next, we had 267 Greenwich Avenue. That is the former Frank Knapp Funeral Home. This was before the commission for previously in 2024 to renovate the facade of the building. If you're familiar with it, it has a Gothic applique on it. As one might suspect, renting the building with that look on it is sort of has a stigma to it. And strangely enough, that has not been the whole life of the building. The building predates, goes back to 1910. And there was a different facade for half of its life. It wasn't the Frank Knapp Funeral Home design. So, unfortunately, that applique is deteriorating. It's not made of a material that probably is good for the Northeast. It sort of withering away. And the property owner there wants to return it back to its 1910 facade. The commission had asked them to go to ARC to look at the paint colors and some of the appliques that they were putting on the building on the renovated side. ARC was unable to reach a decision, so they came back to the commission to render the decision. And the commission gave them some guidance. If you go out there probably in the next couple of weeks, there'll be a paint sample on the outside so that the brick matches and sees the uniformity of the design. But that was essentially moving forward as approved by the commission in 2024. But now there's just a little input on the exterior paint.
I'll tell you about it. You know, it's the facade is one thing, but do you want to go into a funeral home also?
Yes.
I've got a stigma there myself, but that's just me.
Yeah, well, it is. I mean, hopefully, you know, it's amazing. There's actually a few buildings that have been reused in town that were funeral homes. There's one on Sound Beach Ave that, you know, was a funeral home in the 80s, and now it's a thriving business. So there is life after death, so to speak. But
very nice.
It's hard when the physical environment is, connotes a certain type of activity, right? And so
or not activity.
You hope
not activity.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough with the puns.
I know there's so many we can go through, but it's okay. Next is 530 Old Post Road. And that is a currently an office building, a two-story office building that has a open ground level with open parking. Applicant here is looking to reuse the building and create 10 residential units with one affordable, enclosing that lower level as well to create unit and amenity space. This is the first time the commission has saw the proposal. The applicant had a little bit of a mixed bag with some of the assumptions with the regulations. They're mixing state statutes and, you know, 830Gs and local affordable housing programs. And it's clear from the discussion last night that they're only looking to seek local remedies with the local regulations. So it's a thoughtful idea. I think, you know, if office is a struggling market, reusing these buildings for residential is obviously a huge opportunity. And with not a lot of investment from, you know, land development and such. So it's a interesting proposal, and it'll be back in a meeting somewhere in the next few months. So JED Martial Arts is another reuse of a former bank building on 30 South Water Street. This is in our waterfront business district. The bank has been shuttered for several years now. No tenants. This is the first tenant that the commission's seen that's interested in the space. Seems to be a viable opportunity. There's decent parking on the site. The floor area is conducive to sort of the activities for being proposed, so commission was receptive to the idea. Just a few tweaks on the design and the flow in and out and understanding how the schedule is. You know, classes and school-type activities in town get a particular attention because people arrive and leave at certain times, and that can create congestion in the immediate neighborhood, and the commission tries to make that as plausible and easy as possible. So having space between classes, having classes that are of a modest size and not having, you know, huge numbers, 40 people plus coming in at, you know, 8 a.m. or 6 a.m. or whatever, that, you know, trying to avoid that is critical. So positive conversation there. Next was Riverside Yacht Club, looking to repave part of their parking lot area and stripe it for pickleball. It's sort of described as a temporary use because the vertical parts, the fencing and the nets would all be coming out at a moment's notice, actually, to allow for parking on that asphalt surface if needed. So sort of a cool reuse. You know, most of the days the yacht club doesn't need the parking spaces, but, you know, if there's evening events or major regattas or whatever, sure, we can convert the pickleball court back to the parking lot. So kind of like the idea of a basketball court and, you know, whatever at a church or whatever, you know, that kind of idea. So very positive conversation. Application will be back shortly. AP Realty is 189 Sound Beach Avenue. This is actually a tear down and rebuild of a building on the northern end of Sound Beach Ave, south of the railroad trestle. The applicant there it's a sort of a nondescript building set back from the street, strangely enough, which is not typically the way we would like to see things in Sound Beach Ave. We'd like everything to be to the street wall. Very attractive design coming back, somewhat residential in nature, but, you know, high quality. We'll have to go through, this will be one of the first buildings going through our new Old Greenwich Village District procedure, which talks about context and has some specific parameters about the goals of new buildings and redesigned buildings in the district. So a positive conversation, and we'll be coming back shortly. We'll first go into the Architecture Review Committee, who is the designated reviewer of the Village District, and then to the Commission for their final site plan approvals. Lastly, was a discussion on Berkeley Insurance Company. They are looking to redevelop a property just technically it's south, right? Just south of their current facility on Steamboat Road. This has been before the commission before. It received a preliminary action. They have made significant changes to the design and wanted to vet it with the commission before they put the full application together and go through the normal paces. The property is unique. The concept is unique. There's five properties now, most of which are legally non-conforming or don't comply with zoning for a number of reasons: setbacks, height, number of stories, number of square footage. And they're looking to keep those non-conformities but reduce them in almost all facets and relocate everything central to a five-lot combined scenario. There is a lot of concern about the applicability of the non-conforming rights. You know, what can an applicant actually claim and keep and move versus what makes sense in the way that our regulations are written, the way the state statutes operate for non-conformities. So discussion, neighborhood input, As well, obviously, there's a neighborhood street, Davenport, around the corner that has a number of houses on there, and making sure that the change here is not going to impact them, which the commission is also aware of. So that was the discussion. No, obviously, none of those are all these are discussion items and not actionable, so nothing decided, so to speak, but we'll be back at later meetings.
All right, great. And when is the next meeting, and do you have any preview agenda?
Next meeting is the 25th. We'll be talking about 240 Greenwich Avenue. That's the Bank of America building and the redevelopment of that site. We talked about that last meeting in February. We'll have 16 Old Track Road. There's a private early education center that's looking to take over space in the CLMP building that's on that road, if you've been down that street. A lot of country club activity. We have Burning Tree coming back with their tennis racket sport proposal. Greenwich Country Club will have their pre-app for their racket sport improvements. We will be talking again about Doverton, which we talked about last night. So,
okay. By the way, have you gotten any, or is it too early, any applications for outdoor dining yet?
So the first selectman has decided to pivot a little bit on the in-street dining node situation. So they're moving the date back closer to Memorial Day and ending it a little earlier in October. It was before it went from April to November, and I think last year the front office heard a lot of consternation about, you know, why does it have to be so long? The weather, the actual number of days that are available to eat outside are probably not as long and prosperous as that calendar date is. So they shrunk it a little bit. So it will be a later start for the in-street node dining. The regulations in town, outdoor seating is an appropriate accessory use to all retail, food establishments. And that will always be, or at least as long as the regulations say, that is a April 1 to November 1. So outside of the avenue where we allow the nodes, you will see outdoor dining as typical on the sidewalk or if they have private patios on those starting as soon as April 1st. And we have some of those applications yet, but the node, the in-street seating, has not been, we have not intentionally receded those yet because we were waiting for the action of the Board of Selectmen, which was on Monday.
Right, okay. And I guess they haven't officially made a decision on that yet. So
They did on Monday.
They did on Monday. Did
yeah.
That's right, they did. They delayed it the month before. Okay.
They did two reads, right. So it was subsequent, two meetings, I think, in a row that they heard it.
All right, great. Pat, appreciate your time this morning. Have yourself
Thank
a great
you.
Day. Take
you
care.
You too, Tony. Bye.
That's Director of Planning and Zoning, Pat LaRoe, with a recap of the meeting from last night.